I am a poor wayfaring stranger.
I remember so clearly the beauty of the earth and how, as we bore westward, the deer and the antelope bounded away. Miles and miles of buffalo grass, blue lagoons, and blood-red sunsets. And later, the voices of the lonely and homeless singing around blazing campfires.
I remember the great excitement when making camp.
Each night, we formed two great circles of wagons and turned the mules loose for grazing.
Inside were little cooking fires we'd gather around after the meal. The men told stories of the strange new land before us. The women sat with their long skirts drawn up over a sleeping child on their laps. Overhead brooded the night sky, the little fires flickering, while behind us loomed the dark hulk of the wagons.
In the silence of the wilderness, the boys gathered around fires inside the corral, flickering lights on the wagon covers, the stage set for oratory, jest and song. Into the arena struts Virginia's Jim Winchester with majestic strides and fiery speech, giving us a Macbeth soliloquy.
Tomorrow and tomorrow and tomorrow creeps in its petty pace from day to day to the last syllable of recorded time.
Finally, a traveler named Martin of South Carolina offers songs of the black slaves.
Every night when the sun goes down, every night when the sun goes down.
A good singer in the crowd was a special treat. There were always a few good storytellers, however, of which I may try to give a poor imitation at some future time.
There were a couple dozen Canadian Frenchmen in our caravan, principally from St. Louis, as drivers. Their beautiful songs felt harmoniously on the ear as we lay wrapped in our blankets. Watoya.
Last night, we had a wolfish serenade as I fixed myself for sleep. After fanning off the mosquitoes, the music began. Bawk, 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 meow, meow, meow. In quick succession, a mixture of cat, dog, sheep, wolf, and deer knows what else.
After entering the buffalo region, we were serenaded by the coyote with a music mingling bark, whine, yelp, and spasmodic laugh. Now a tenor, now a bass, then a treble solo, and after an ear-piercing prelude, all would join in for the chorus, making an indescribable discord.
Something like that over the prairie after nightfall has no doubt been the cause of many Indian attacks the next day.
In a Cheyenne village, we sang The Minstrel Boy Returned from the War, making the lodge resound and calling forth comments like, "What fools these funny fellows are," from the old men. Then the village dogs chimed in, forcing us to withdraw, beaten in a fair fight.
I became so familiar with my mother's face as it was in later years that her earlier image evades me. Yet at times, I seem to see her by a flickering campfire in a gingham dress and bonnet. Behind her looms the great bulk of a covered wagon. I can almost hear her singing every night when the sun goes down.
Every night.
I used to lay listening, admiring the stars until overpowered by sleep.
Night on the prairies, the supper over, the fire on the ground burning low, the wearied sleep wrapped in their blankets. I walk by myself. Stand back and look at the stars, which I think now I never realized before. Walt Whitman.